Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We are quickly approaching Jerusalem and the final week of the life of Christ prior to his death on the cross in our study in Luke. Jesus has taught his disciples a great deal in word, action, and example. He's covered a wide array of topics too, but one that seemed to have confused the disciples then is a topic that still seems to confuse religious folks today, and that is the kingdom of God. As we enter our reading today, Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27, we'll see that again, Jesus is perceptive of their thoughts, and he provides a parable to compare as an analogy to the kingdom that he would establish. So let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 27. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near to Jerusalem and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. Apparently we're still at Zacchaeus' house here in this story, and so there's probably more than just Zacchaeus and Jesus there. And I don't know exactly what they thought the kingdom was going to look like or how it would appear immediately, but perhaps imagining that the Roman government would be overthrown right away. But whatever they were thinking, they were clearly mistaken. Thus why Jesus goes into sharing this parable. Now, this parable might sound pretty familiar, reminding you of the parable of the talents that you can find in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. The stories are almost exactly the same. At any rate, as we consider this nobleman in Luke 19, he's clearly the authority as he has 10 servants and gives them orders. Being that this is a parable, an illustration, who is this nobleman in reality? Well, of course, it would have to be Jesus, as the reason for this parable is in explaining the coming kingdom of God. As we know, Jesus references his kingdom in John 18:36, saying that it's not of this world. Now, I pause to say this is a complete parallel from the standpoint that this nobleman was hated by his citizens, and Jesus shouldn't be hated by anyone. But perhaps for those who don't take Jesus seriously as his servants, and for those who didn't want him to reign over them, we could see the comparison easily enough. Jesus has supreme authority, this nobleman had authority, and these servants needed to obey him. And so like the nobleman, Jesus was going to leave, in this case, the world, as he would ascend back to heaven, and the kingdom, his church, would be established. Just take a look at the book of Acts. And while Jesus and the nobleman are away, work is expected to be done. And just as the nobleman would return, so will the Lord. And so what did the nobleman find when he returned? Some were very productive. Some did very little or nothing. And if we are servants of the Lord, Christians, we are called to work. We're to work until he returns, doing our very best. And for those who prove to be his enemies, who have no desire for him to reign as king, they will face true and final justice. just as those who didn't want the nobleman to reign. So let us work, and let's work diligently, as the kingdom, the church, is here, and there is so much work to be done. Thanks so much for listening this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next week with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaverdam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaverdam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.